The Indie Author Rights Programme is a 6-month programme. It is now complete with this session here today for Self-Publishing Advice Conference. And it began 6 months ago at our last conference. And in between, the authors have been preparing pitch documents, sending out pitches, getting themselves organised on PubMatch, which is the platform we're using for Ally members to reach out to rights buyers and offer their rights for licensing. And each of the authors has had their own individual journey, and each has come up with different conclusions at the end of the 6-month period. What we wanted to do at the Alliance of Independent Authors was open the doors and let people see behind the scenes with regard to rights licensing, which can often seem very mysterious. And as a result, we have also come up with some services that we are going to be making available to our members going forward, including the services of Ethan Ellenberg, one of the panel members who worked with us throughout this programme, who is a literary agent, Ethan Ellenberg, literary agency based in New York. He is providing a consultancy to any Ally member who wants to know more about how to publish rights. We also are working closely with PubMatch, who is providing a significant offer to our members who are getting 5 years on the platform for the price of 1 year. And we are also now putting in place an outreach service together with partner member Bublish, who is through their Bublish Select programme. Ally authors will be able to apply to actually have somebody work on their behalf to reach out to potential buyers who might be interested in their work. So each of these services has a cost attached, but each of them is working closely with Ally and offering a significant discount on those services. So we hope that will be useful. We will continue the conversation. Now we will hear from three of the authors as to how they got on during the period. Unfortunately, London Book Fair, which we were all building to with this programme, cancelled because of coronavirus. And so the live meetings that some authors had managed to book did not go ahead. But they have managed to do those meetings virtually in some cases, or indeed they have decided to take a completely different route. But I let the authors speak for themselves. And if you want to know any more about this programme, just do contact us, email info@allianceindependentauthors.org anytime, and we'll be able to give you more information. Thank you.
I'm Barry Hutchison, author of the Space Team comedy science fiction series, and I also write Scottish crime fiction under the name J.D. Kirk. I went into the rights panel not really sure what I was looking for, to be honest. All I really wanted to know was what options were available. I knew I wanted to start looking at selling foreign rights to my books as another income stream, but I really wasn't sure where to even begin with that. So from that perspective, I found the panel really useful because it pointed me in the direction of a lot of different options that I could pursue when it comes to selling foreign rights. I was lucky enough to be able to set up a couple of meetings with German publishers at the London Book Fair, and then the London Book Fair was cancelled and those meetings along with it. Since then, I've actually been looking at some other options. I think in the spirit of being indie, I kind of hesitate to sell rights to somebody else. And I've come across a service, translatebooks.com, which is currently offering to translate indie published books into the German language, along with blurbs and advertising copy. So I'm looking at that. I think that's the route I'm going to go down with my own books, certainly with the crime books. I've already signed up with Translate Books for the first in my crime fiction series, A Litter of Bones. So that is being translated at the moment, and it'll be interesting to see how that does. I think the biggest lessons I learned were really about, one, just keeping an open mind. There is no correct way to do any of this. There are just many different ways, and you have to choose which one best suits you. So I think if you go in with a fixed idea that you're definitely going down one route, it can close off a lot of those other options. So I think going in with an open mind, seeing the lay of the land, seeing which of the options available best suits you and your publishing plan, and then go from there. The one piece of advice I'd offer is just to start. It's just you're sitting on an IP. When you write a book, you're sitting on a piece of intellectual property which can make you money in a whole number of ways, one of which being foreign rights, either a foreign rights deal or foreign rights sales if you do the translation yourself. So I would say don't sit around waiting. Don't put it down your list of things to do at one point in the future. Start on it now. It doesn't necessarily have to take a huge amount of time, but start looking into it now. Start making a plan on how you're going to get your rights translated or how you're going to sell your rights and get moving on it.
And now, Dakota Kraut.
Hi, Dakota. Welcome to London.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here and to meet up in person, finally, after 6 months of talking to each other about rights across the Atlantic Ocean. So, the rights experiment, first of all, did you get what you wanted from the experience?
I think I got what I needed from the experience. It, more than anything, it just kind of opened my eyes to the fact that this is something that I can do. So I hadn't considered translations before, just like I had never considered audiobooks before I found that there was a demand for them. Really with the translations, I had just never really considered it until someone came to me and said, hey, why don't you start making some translations or learn how to sell those rights or all these other fun things. So when we went through this program, and we didn't see the end result we had initially hoped for, but we found a new path that better suits our own style of business, which is going out and doing these translations ourselves or working with small independent groups to make that happen. That just seems way more up my alley.
Okay, that's great. So let's just talk back a bit over the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. So you began, as everybody on the program began, by putting together some pitch materials and mm-hmm. sending them off. So talk a little bit about what happened when you did that.
When we were getting going with the pitches, we would send those out, you know, we'd get together the one sheet and try and get in contact with various publishing groups around the world, and especially the ones that were going to be at the London Book Fair. And no matter how many we sent out, we got no responses. So there was no interest that we could find. And there might have been interest and they just never got back to us. You know, it could have been just that they were very busy. But since that was the way it was going, we said, why would we not just do this, how we've done everything to this point, which is ourselves or with a trusted friend or something like that, you know, like someone that we could work with and do this ourselves and have more confidence in the process overall.
Fantastic. It's brilliant. And I mean, I think that's what's so great about doing an experiment and an actual exploration is that mm-hmm. those kinds of things become clearer. And so what is the plan for going forward?
Plan going forward is to work with various languages, various people on the ground in different countries. So Italy, Germany, Italy, Germany, Spain, Mexico, potentially all these different places that have maybe similar languages but different dialects, and we're going to work with hopefully royalty share. So we'll potentially just, you know, help them get the business set up and going, and then they would get royalty shares based off of the translation of the books. So what the people would do in those places, we'd call it, say, like Mountaindale Press Germany or Mountaindale Press Spain. Is they would basically be our branch in that country, who is doing the marketing, who's doing the translations, and will have a high degree of confidence in their ability by being able to have them do the translations and get their profit based on how well those translations do. So I don't see them damaging the project or the product. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how are you going to source the people?
Most
translators.
Most of it is coming from my own fan base, actually. So out of my fan base, we have found people that are already professional translators, and they're doing this for anything from books, textbooks, to newspapers, things like that. And most of them have just been very hungry to get into the fantasy world. You know, like they want to start doing epic fantasy books. They want to start doing things that are more, I want to say, less dry, I suppose. and that works out for both of us, because this gives them a, with my company, you know, potentially decades worth of time that they could be working on this, a very long-term relationship, and earning, you know, a potential for a very high earning, you know, very high earning potential. There we go. Yeah, so it works out. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Super exciting.
Yes, they're excited. I'm excited. It's all excitement all around.
That's great. That's what we like to hear. You come back next year and tell us how you've got on.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yes. All right. We look forward to that. Thanks so much.
Hello. My name's Joe Corley. I'm a funny travel memoir author and a ghostwriter. And I've been on the panel talking to the experts and other authors. It's been very interesting having people's other takes and experts that you can go to and see from the other side just how this foreign markets process actually works. So that's been great. Having said that, I think at the moment what I'm going to do is probably still keep approaching the smaller markets. I've already sold Estonian and Polish rights, but I've decided to keep German, Spanish and French rights to myself for now, mainly due to the advancements in AI, because I think very shortly, I think it's going to be a lot cheaper and a lot more easy to actually do the translations yourself, and obviously then you hold the copyright. Who knows, it may happen, it may not, but I think it probably will. But I will still try and pursue sales in the smaller markets as well, obviously through PubMatch, where my books are listed, and through email pitches to publishers and foreign translation agents. Probably the biggest lesson I've learnt is, I'd say it's probably in just try and keep as many of the rights as you can. Give away as little as possible in each deal. So say if it's Spanish, don't give away worldwide Spanish rights, you give away Spanish rights just in Spain, and try and keep the term as short as possible, so anything from 2 to 5 years. They're your assets after all, so just try and retain as much as possible. And I think one piece of advice is it's pretty vague, it's pretty broad, but it's think carefully about whether you want to license your rights or whether you want to try and retain as much as possible and see what happens in the AI or translation market by using somebody else to keep the rights. I mean, after all, we're indie authors, and if we can stay indie as much as possible, I think that's got to be a good thing. It's been really good. It's a shame the book fair didn't come off, because we had meetings set up. Those were encouraged through the panel. But hopefully I can still keep those meetings going just online. And just like to say thanks for accepting me onto the panel. Good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.
And now, Judith Anderley.
I sent out several emails, but the question I had actually, I took a different approach this time. Normally I'll email them, like I'll look for the email address, but this time I went through the internal London Book Fair communication system, because I thought maybe that, you know, that would give me an in. So that system, at least as far as I know, doesn't give me a confirmation, even a list of everyone I've written to. But that's neither here nor there. So I went through and I looked for the agents and rights buyers specifically, because in the past I've reached out to publishing companies and you know, it's been hit or miss. But having said that, I got out of about, I think it was, a total maybe of 40 messages that I sent out to chosen, you know, based on what they represent and everything. So they were curated. I got 4 responses, and they were all, thank you very much, we're not interested. One of them said she would meet, and we set up the meeting, and afterwards she came back and said, you know, after second thought, I've looked at your website and I'm not interested. So the way I responded to the no's were, oh, Okay, great. Well, listen, if you find yourself with at least 15 minutes for coffee, let me know, because I'll be on the grounds. You know, I would love to catch up, blah, 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 blah. So I took their no as a maybe, at least in my opinion. So, and then as a follow-up, I did for a separate, not even for London, but for a separate agent that I was following up on a deal that we're doing for audio, I hadn't heard. So I actually waited 3 days and I got him out of office, you know, I'll be back. So I waited until the day after that I knew the person was coming back. And what I did is, and I know you're busy, but just want to be top of mind, you know, following up on my message below, let me know where you can get to it. And actually he got back to me the following day and said, yes, you know, I'll be following up. I'll be looking at it and getting back to you next week. So at least, you know,
conversation is happening and it's a real person and all right. that.
Right. And like I said, you know, staying top of mind is really key because, you know, to Ian's point, it's a very busy, crowded, you know, inbox industry. So I always like to be the squeaky wheel and I always couch it as such, you know, don't want to be a bother, but, you know, or I'm just following up. I know you're busy. Let me know, blah, blah, blah. So the bottom line is I didn't get any responses. The responses I did get were no's and I took them as maybes.
Okay. But since the start of the program, you have sold quite a few rights, haven't you?
Yes. Well, yes. They actually, knock on wood, we just closed a couple of more deals on audio, but they happen to be nice. With established partners. They have so it's not necessarily that we're gaining new distribution partners. We're just able to expand within the partners that we have. And what we're doing is we're going to be setting up a new process to pitch, in particular, our audio. And I'll be able to share more of that once we have it finalized. Right now, it's still in the planning process, but I've already let our partners know that we will be pitching in a different format because, you know, to Dakota's point, the bottom line is we're driving our business. So we will be driving the way we pitch and we will be driving the way we negotiate. And then what I'm telling the partners is, look, let's just get to the best offer. That way we don't have to be going back and forth. I think it's taking a while for them to understand what that concept is, but we'll get there. Only you can really value your product, your baby, you know, and I think like initiatives like Dakota saying, wait a minute, why are we doing it this way? We're going to try it this way because that'll be better for us. Not being afraid to take a stance and saying, this is the way we're going to drive it is key. Because at the end of the day, if you're afraid that someone's going to walk away, if you don't do it their way, well, you know, it's better to let them go, right? Because their way is usually at your expense.
Right.
A happy medium is always good. You know, I think earlier you were talking about an industry change is coming where not, you know, neither party is going to be completely happy, but there's going to be an agreement. So that kind of agreement is the best, right? Where you don't get everything you want, but, you know, each party gets a little bit. But if it's just all or nothing with the other party, with you being afraid that they're going to walk away and therefore you're going to go along with what they want, I don't think that's the way to go.
And now, Michael Anderle.
Don't be afraid to get out there and do it. And for us, you know, we started the whole process and we already had some experience doing the rights and everything else, but it is a great unknown to a lot of authors and realize that there are also people too on the other side who are trying to acquire product that they can sell. So you're providing an opportunity. And if you don't do it, then you're just one of 5 million other books that they're not going to find.
Kathy Mias of Publish Select talks about a new rights service for the members of the Alliance of Independent Authors.
Kathy, tell me a little bit, first of all, about this beta program that you're working on called Publish Select. Tell us how it fits in to the overall Publish offering, first of all. And then we'll talk about how it fits into the selective rights outreach program.
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way.
You're so welcome. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. So the Publish Select program is a natural extension of Publish's mission to empower independent authors with the tools and the programs and the resources that they need to become successful in their own terms, on their own terms. And as a complete publishing solution, the Publish platform helps indie authors achieve competitive advantage in today's crowded book marketplace, really with the following strategies, you know, accurate positioning of an author's book and brand to a well-defined audience, professional editing, design, and presentation, and effective marketing, monetization, and distribution in all three of the major formats, digital, print, and audio. So with the abundance of content available to consumers in the digital age, there's been a lot of pressure on book profits in recent years, and we felt compelled to help our authors monetize their intellectual property in as many ways as possible. So with this vision in mind, we launched the Bublish Select beta program on January 1st, 2020 to assist authors to expand into different opportunities around their intellectual property. And that included various sales channels and the subsidiary rights that we're going to talk about for the Selective Rights Outreach Program. But we currently have 10 authors and they're participating in an invite-only program. We made it an invite-only program, not because we wanted to become publishing gatekeepers, but rather, you know, we were striving to prepare the authors for the program, invite them to participate when they are fully prepared to experience a strong return on their investment of time, money, whether it be in a wholesale type of environment. So we did sign an agreement with American West, who works with Costco and Sam's Club and Whole Foods for placement of books, to just demonstrate how this works. You know, we picked them knowing that audience, right? We picked the authors knowing the audience that we were going to be pitching to. And out of the books, we just sent 12 books and 11 of them were selected for regional placement and testing. So there was a method to our madness, right? So we set these authors up for success because we were speaking to a particular audience. And so that's really where this concept of broader monetization also writes as a perfect extension of that same philosophy and mission.
Absolutely. And that's what's necessary to sell rights, really, because it is that personal sort of touch on the sort of management and upholding and support of the author through the process and all of those things that Bublish does so well, which is why Ally is so delighted to work with you on this rights program. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us, it's, you know, we've both had our thinking caps on and think we've come up with a good kind of program, and it is beta. So it's very much going to be about seeing how it goes, getting the feedback from the authors and so on. But tell us what's there and you know, how it will work.
Yeah, so the beta is set to officially begin on May 1st, and it'll include 30 authors. And we're going to set up an orange bar at bublish.com where if you're interested in getting information, you can just go to bublish.com and you'll see it right at the top of the page so you can sign up for alerts about the program. You know, we do hope to expand it quickly, but we want to really be able to execute with excellence and to make sure that the authors who do participate get great value out of the program. And we're going to begin just with the focus on a couple of subsidiary rights, licensing English language rights and licensing translation rights. We're also going to have an initial territory focus of Europe, mainly Germany, France, and Italy, and then China, India, and Latin America. It actually sounds broader now that I articulate it than
it's when plenty. We, you know, it'll keep you going.
It'll keep us busy, yes. Yeah. So that's the initial focus. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about the services?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about the services. Yeah, and then I have a question.
Yeah, so it is, you know, an aptly named now that you and I brainstormed a little bit on this because we wanted to be clear on what the program does do. It is an outreach program, so a selective rights outreach program. And what we see is a real need for someone to proactively reach out for these potential rights deals, right? So if you have an offer on the table, there are people that you can go to help you, but there's not a lot of places for the indies to go where they can get that kind of assistance. It's really like an online assistant who's focused completely on your rights. And, you know, we see that as preparing the pitch and the materials that are necessary to go out and proactively look. It is a lot of research. You'd be included in a rights catalog that we can then market. We spend about 4 hours of research and outreach per month for each author. And then we would track and manage all the follow-up and give them a quarterly report. So you could see the activity, it's really transparent. And, you know, I think we do this with a lot of our programs is, you know, if you're ready for it and you go in, it is a testing period, right? Not everybody's gonna get a rights deal. Some people are gonna get rights deals faster than others, but in a 3-month period of, you know, concentrated effort, we feel that we can give the authors directionally a lot of information as to what this area of their business could look like.
Yeah, and a growing sort of expertise as you work with different authors and cross-pollinate that sort of information to each of them. So yeah, I think that's it really. Is there anything else you want to say to finish us off?
Well, I would say too, you know, it is something that authors can do individually. I think it's a lot of work, and that's one of the reasons we're stepping into it. But I also have seen in our outreach to the bookstore market, the wholesale market, there is a benefit in a collective, you know, of authors coming together under one roof and having one person do the work, represent the work. It makes it easier really for the rights buyers, right? Who are scrambling with so many inputs to be able to come to one place and say, listen, we're looking for this. Do you have? Yes, we do. Because we work with so many indie authors. So we do see that as, you know, an added
definitely kind of advantage. Another part of what's being sort of paid for in the service rather than going it alone. And then the solidarity and the learning in a group environment, as we always find, it's so much more, you know, it's just so much more effective and so much more enjoyable at the same time. Yeah. Okay, well, we are super excited and very grateful that Ally Authors will be, some of our members are going to be part of this, and that you are offering your very kind discount. And I know we have to kind of pin all that down exactly what that's going to be, but yeah, so we will be back. We'll be, you know, when the program takes off a little bit, we will be back to let everybody know a bit more about how it's going along. So continuing this kind of open discussion around rights, because it's been so much of a closed door. And I think that's in itself, you run a very unique model for your authors. You're doing something, they're getting a lot of the benefits that they would get with traditional publishing, but without some of the constraints that indies don't like to have. And once again, congratulations on you know, reinventing the wheel here as well. Great.
Thank you. It is our pleasure. I think it needs to be reinvented.
It definitely does. Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks for dropping in, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you.